Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us right now from Hammer Time. You hear him every weekend here on WBEN. Hear him right now. Dominic Cortese with us to look at the HEAT Act, which fails, but the 100-foot rule repeal passes in Albany. Dom, thanks so much for being on with us. This 100-foot rule, if you could kind of help us understand it in a nutshell, it won't be there anymore, but what has it done for people building homes across Western New York?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. The 100-foot rule was imposed in 1986. And basically, it established gas as infrastructure. And what that means is that any residential neighborhood built, the prospective builders, developers, home builders would have the assurance that gas would be present as part of the 100-foot rule. The removal of that rule now puts the burden of installation of the gas line on the developer and the builder, and therefore passes the cost of that onto the homeowner. At the end of the day, you know, somebody's got to pay for this. We used to pay for it with the 100-foot rule in everyone's gas bill. Now they're saying that it'll be just the people that are using, tapping, taking advantage of it that are going to pay for it. The problem with this really is that what we're talking about here is more cost, and we are already combating electrification. And the big issue with electrification is more cost and less reliability. So we are compounding these issues, not solving them.
Dominic, how much could the consumer be on the hook for if they want a natural gas hookup? I mean, could it be prohibitive?
You know what, Susan? I have no way of guessing that, and you know, that's something that we should research, and I can report on Hammer Time Radio. And maybe the builders might have some sense of it. I think it's going to depend on what we're talking about as far as the extent of the infrastructure installation. But it's safe to say that, yes, it very well may be prohibitive. And what I'm really worried about more than anything, when we talk about reliability, when we talk about electrification and its reliability, utility people have told me that gas is far more reliable than electricity. What's going to happen when we don't have a gas line and we have an electrified neighborhood and the power goes out? What are we going to do? There's nothing in place. There's nobody who has an answer to that question. And I've been asking everybody I see, do you have an answer to this question? And nobody does.
Well, proponents say it would reduce the expansion of natural gas infrastructure. They want to get out. And they also say it would save ratepayers money. But I am not sure how that would work if there eventually are fewer ratepayers. If there's less people paying in, how does it end up saving the collective any money?
So tell me this, Brian. When and where is it that gas became the enemy? I do not have an answer to that question either, because you remember maybe 10 or 20 years ago, I don't remember how long it was, but gas buses were proposed to be the future. There's a natural gas filling station on Walden Avenue in front of Triad Distributing. They have natural gas vehicles. We were moving in that direction. Natural gas was supposed to be the clean energy source. And now it became the demon, and I don't know why. It is much more reliable. It's much more affordable. It is clean. And here's another irony for you. 45% of electricity is generated by natural gas. It's the number one source of generation of electricity. And yet it's the evil one. And I just don't understand the logic.
And not only that, but it seems like they're painting electricity as being carbon neutral, but that's not true.
Exactly. Like I just said, natural gas is what generates. The second leading form of electrical generation is coal. The third is nuclear. You know where renewables are? They're at the bottom of the list. The utility people will tell you that the renewables are not reliable yet. Now, maybe they'll get there, but we can't count on wind and sun. And yet they're counting on wind and sun. The other thing about the HEAT Act is it's saying that they want to shift to renewables and reliable energy as a replacement to natural gas. That hasn't happened yet. We haven't seen anything that's really reliable in replacement of natural gas.
Well, I'm wondering what this means in practice for home builders here in Western New York. You know, when you see one of these new developments go up or, even just a single home, how might this impact what they do, what kind of homes they're able to build? We'll stick with a new development because, you know, new home, okay, you know, you connect to a gas line, even if you have to pay. You could see that happening. But a whole new development, I'd have to imagine that's a big question.
My heart goes out to home builders right now because they really are in a state of complete panic because they have no idea what's coming. Now, there's a couple things. Number one, the state assembly is proposing what they're calling a grandfathering rule, which would allow if a neighborhood's being developed and it started the date for switching to electrification, by the way, is January 1 of 26. Every new home as of January 1 of 26 has to be 100% electric, cannot rely on natural gas at all. Well, let's say we're building a street and, you know, house A was issued a permit in December of 25 and house B was issued a permit in January of 26. Well, technically, house A has to be electric while house B has to be electric, where house A can still be gas. Well, the grandfathering rule that the assembly is proposing would allow that whole street to still have gas, which kind of makes sense because, you know, infrastructure is unified across a whole development. So in that regard, I think that might help the builder because he'll be able to plan for that whole street. But the truth is, Brian, the cost associated with an electrified house, 100% electrified house, is so far greater than a house built with natural gas. The electrical service alone is going to add several thousand dollars. The heat pump, you'll probably have to have two in order to power your house. So these are extra costs that are going to be layered on the cost of the house and therefore onto the person buying it.
Wow. You have to think that there might be a rush to get these gas hookups in before January.
I would think you may see that, and you know I don't want anyone to panic, but I do want everyone to become vocal. You know, one other thing I want to mention is Nick Langworthy is proposing a federal bill, and he has bipartisan support to reverse all of this and go back to energy being your choice as to how you power your home, and hopefully he'll have some success.
Well, hey, Dom, we always thank you for the time because it's an interesting thing that a lot of people are going to be, whether they're aware of it right now or not, they're going to be aware of it pretty soon or in the near future. Dominic Cortese joining us. Listen to him on Hammer Time Saturday mornings right here on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.